Fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, Fill in the Blanks, the feature where I read the same story you've heard for years, except this time you get to fill in the
blanks.
Very good. Today's subject, oil company profits. The latest figures show that most oil company profits are
up.
Yes, for example, ExxonMobil has cash reserves of
$33 billion.
Yes, and Congress wants to know
why,
even though we
already know why.
But no matter. Congress will launch another
investigation.
Something it's done at least
30 times before.
The results of which have been
a big pile of paper
and
$3 gas.
Yes. Some members of Congress think the solution is a
windfall profits tax,
because that will make oil executives
yelp like frightened puppies
right before they
cut off campaign contributions.
Yes, in fact, oil companies point out that the prices of things like prescription drugs and concrete have risen far more than oil, a fact which we might actually care about if our cars
ran on prescription drugs and concrete.
Yes. In the meantime, Americans are so desperate that some of them are ready to give amnesty to illegal immigrants if they just
bring some gas with them.
Yeah. But failing that, all we can do is
shop around.
Right. For example, in Iraq, where things are
getting better every day,
a gallon of gas sells for 40 cents, the only downside being
the mortar attacks,
which could really
ruin your mileage.
It can indeed. In any case, cheap though gas may be in Iraq, it's impractical for most of us to move to Iraq, because as gas prices rise here, more of us will instead be moving
under a viaduct,
which may be a little
noisy,
but at least it's
much closer to work.
Yes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.